The Surprise, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Montreal, by Dennis Dante. Once in a while she'll stare across the rainy city, searching for something to rest her eyes on. Usually she'll turn and look at me. She knows how much I love her and how much I hate it. I can do nothing but sit there, in front of the typewriter I got just after we moved here. My brain is just as blank as the white sheet of paper on the roller. She's the most beautiful woman on the planet. She's a slut. At night, she keeps me awake, tossing and turning below or on top of me. Her fingers entwined in his, while he pounds into her. He does things to her, and she climaxes now. The sounds are not the ones I have gotten accustomed to, not the fluttering moans and deep sighs of orgasm flowing through her body. No. Now, with him, she screams without abandon until the neighbors hammer on the walls and the concierge is summoned. She has the same effect on him, and he takes her again. I turn away from them, close my eyes tightly, and hide the pain away in the dark. We had only been here a few days. She has been a mute and quiet since we left home, and did not seem to enjoy any of it when we finally arrived. I don't know how long we had talked about it and fantasized together during the nights for months. Suddenly, with the tickets in our hands, the joy and love had gone from our hearts. It rained when we arrived. She stopped smiling at me. We went sightseeing and pronounced the new and somehow familiar names. Her hand was in mine as we strolled through the streets from movies and novels. She loves the language, and I adore the words here. Then grew heavy and horny from the food and wine. Yet something wasn't right. I would write while she lay on the bed, paced the room, embraced me, stared out into the rainy, foggy night, humming some sombre melody. Right then and there, I would give her my death. She left home one day and returned with him, a young dancer from the opera. She ordered us takeout, and we all ate it in bed. They spoke French together, a language I don't understand. I went back to the typewriter and started at a dot. Barely 30 minutes had passed when they became quiet. The silence was only broken by a giggle and heavy breathing. He had a deep voice and was apparently unable to whisper. But he didn't say much. He only moaned as she rose to her feet in front of him, pulled down her panties, and pushed her warm pussy in his face. She moaned too. I could still hear.